Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Kimberly Till, CEO and president of Harris Interactive. The company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is HPOL, and they are a custom market research firm. Today, the company announced that they selected Relevant View to provide duplicate respondent screening technology for more security in online surveys, and they also recently opened an ASL in Asia. Thanks for joining us today, Kim.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, yeah, getting right into it, can you talk to us about the ASL?
Sure. Advanced Strategy Lab is a qualitative technique. You know, in market research, you either have quantitative studies that you do or qualitative, where you're interviewing a smaller number of people. And this one really leverages cutting-edge technology. So instead of running a focus group where you had everybody in a room, and remember the clients used to be behind the mirror and would look in as the people were talking about their products or their advertising, this technique leverages computers, so you can either be sitting in the same room or be anywhere in the world, and everybody responds and posts up on a bulletin board. So you protect kind of the views of what everybody's saying because they all just appear on the bulletin board, but it's a much, much more advanced way to do brainstorming and to collect people's views. So we're really excited. We've had it in the U.S., we've had it in Europe, and we're just now rolling it out in Asia.
Okay, great. So, and in terms of that, so yeah, talk to us about some of your the company's main products and services, and where we may be able to find them.
Okay. Well, we're one of the largest global custom research market research companies. So that means that you do individual market research studies for largely the Fortune 500 type of clients. So any kind of consumer or business-to-business research, like I said, either quantitative or qualitative, we would do on a global basis. And one of the interesting things about Harris is when the whole Internet kind of broke in the U.S., we were one of the first firms to leverage the Internet to do the surveying. It used to be they went door-to-door and knocked on people's doors, and then they would call people on the telephone and oftentimes catch them at dinner time or whatever. So we were one of the pioneers of inviting people to join our panel, filling out the survey responses on their own time, and then sending those back to us. So it was a huge leap forward in market research.
Definitely. And so, yeah, talk about some of the emerging trends right now in market research, Kimberly, and how well positioned is Harris Interactive to capitalize on them?
Well, one of the major issues in market research is how you communicate with consumers and business respondents, is what we call them. And it is this issue that as the marketplace has changed and a lot of people don't even have a landline anymore in their home. So if you're trying to reach a younger demographic to get their views, you would better reach them via Internet or cell phone. So one of the new trends is developing new platforms for interviewing people. As most people know, when you've been on the web, sometimes there'll be a pop-up survey where they're trying to get a spontaneous reaction to a smaller number of questions. But the area that we think is extremely interesting is the whole cell phone PDA surveying opportunity. And one of the wrinkles on that is adding in the GPS component. So not only would your respondent be answering the questions, but you could also know where they are. So, for example, if they had just walked out of a McDonald's food store or they had walked out of a Walmart or a hotel chain, you would be able to ask them specific questions related to the experience they had just had.
Well, that's very interesting and sounds great. So what would you say makes the company unique from, who are your key competitors and what makes you unique from some of the other players in your sector?
We really view as the key competitors the other global custom market research firms. So it would be companies like WPP, which owns Millward Brown, and TNS, Ipsos, which is a French-headquartered company, Cinevade, you know, the other large custom market research companies. And I think there are a couple of things that differentiate Harris. I mean, first and foremost is our capability to leverage technology, leveraging it for new methodologies like I was just mentioning, Internet, cell phone, adding in GPS. but also leveraging technology on the internal workings of the company. Because market research is one of those very mature industries, highly fragmented with a lot of consolidation, you've ended up with a handful of players that are really roll-ups of a number of different smaller players. And they end up not having highly automated workflows. So one of the innovations that we have is leveraging technology to completely streamline and automate to the maximum extent possible the workflow. You know, and that gives you a couple of different advantages. It's higher quality because a lot of the work is automated. It's lower cost, and it's a quicker turnaround.
Well, it sounds like win-win. And now, you recently took over a CEO about a year back. So can you walk us through your background and experience, Kimberly, as well as that of some of the key management team over at Harris?
Sure. My background is largely media and entertainment. I was with Disney in Europe and was head of business planning, which is the strategy function for the Euro Disney turnaround, which was a lot of fun doing that in the European market. And then I worked with Howard Stringer at Sony. At that time, he was running the Sony U.S. businesses, so Sony Music, Pictures, and Electronics. And I ran the strategic planning and marketing. Also was co-number two of AOL International, where we rolled out the AOL service in the 16 countries outside of the U.S. And then right before coming into market research, I ran Microsoft's media and entertainment vertical worldwide in the communication sector. And we basically leveraged Microsoft's technology for the large media and entertainment companies worldwide. So one of the things that has been a part of our strategy here at Harris is to leverage best practices and techniques and consumer focus that we learned in places like media and entertainment and technology and bring that into the market research industry. And that's a fundamental part of our strategy. Because that is our strategy, I've also recruited a number of people that are outside of market research. For example, Enzo McCalli now runs our IT operations and panel. He was CIO of 1-800-Flowers. We've recruited others, you know, a lot of other people that bring both outside industry experience as well as inside.
Well, good. Makes sense. And so what are some of the specific goals and milestones that the management team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, I think the key thing is if you look at the market research industry, particularly in the U.S. market, given the severe recession that we had, market research, marketing, all of those expenditures are discretionary. So there was a huge contraction in the market research market in this past year. So our very proactive activity that we did quite a number of months ago was to realign our cost base. We took quite a bit of cost out of the U.S. business, and since that time, we've been really focusing on the revenue rebuild, because once you've got that really proper cost structure, the key is rebuilding the revenue. And we've been pleased with the results that we're starting to get, because I'm seeing clients, and again, particularly the Fortune 500, starting to free up budgets again, starting to re-engage with market research and collecting the market information. So that's a big focus for us is growing the top line as well as the bottom line.
Good answer. And in terms of investors, do you believe that the company's financial or investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
We've definitely been trying to communicate our story in the quarterly calls, but if you look at the finances of the company and look at the stock price, you can see that there's still tremendous upside. As I said, I think we have a very, very strong strategy, one that leverages deeper insights for our customers. It leverages technology in a number of different ways. We have a global play. I just returned from China. That is a huge developing market research market. And again, we hope to exploit our advantage of being the technology innovators to introduce more differentiated, more cutting-edge products into some of the Asian markets, which are faster growing. So I think, and also we've recruited incredible talent in the last year. So I think if you put all of that together, strong strategy, strong talent to execute on that, highly differentiated and value-oriented, you know, that should deliver great results on the top line and the bottom line in the future.
Definitely. And So once again, joining us today is Kimberly Till, CEO and President of Harris Interactive. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is HPOL and is currently trading at $1.05 a share. Now, before we conclude, Kimberly, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you think are some of the key reasons that investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, one of the best things Harris has going for it is the Harris brand name. As you know, we run the Harris poll. It's one of the longest standing public opinion polls, started way back with Lou Harris in the John F. Kennedy political elections. So we have an incredible brand name.
On the college football.
And exactly. If you're a sports fan, you would know it from the college football poll. And
Florida.
So we're taking that, plus this new technology spin, which has always been the heritage of Harris Interactive, and moving it to new platforms. And then I think the global expansion, because if you look at a market that's somewhat mature like the U.S., having a company that's going to be taking advantage of the growing, rapidly growing large markets on an international basis is attractive as well.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time today to update our investors.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Anytime.